This sound file contains the spoken word version of a Wikipedia article on the voluntary human extinction movement. It is recorded by user s_whistler, and the material was recorded on the 6th of April, 2012. The voluntary human extinction movement. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, or VHEMT, pronounced vehement, is an environmental movement that calls for all people to abstain from reproduction to cause the gradual, voluntary extinction of humankind. Vehement supports human extinction primarily because, in the group's view, it would prevent environmental degradation. The group states that a decrease in the human population would prevent a significant amount of man-made human suffering. The extinctions of non-human species and the scarcity of resources required by humans are frequently cited by the group as evidence of the harm caused by human overpopulation. Vehement was founded in 1991 by Les U. Knight, an American activist who became involved in the environmental movement in the 1970s and thereafter concluded that human extinction was the best solution to the problems facing the Earth's biosphere and humanity. Knight publishes the group's newsletter and serves as its spokesperson. Although the group is promoted by a website and represented at some environmental events, it relies heavily on coverage from outside media to spread its message. Many commentators view its platform as unacceptably extreme, though other writers have applauded Vehement's perspective. In response to Vehement, some journalists and academics have argued that humans can develop sustainable lifestyles or can reduce their population to sustainable levels. Others maintained that, whatever the merits of the idea, because of the human reproductive drive, humankind will never voluntarily seek extinction. Contents: History, Organization and Promotion, Ideology, Reception. History: The Voluntary Human Extinction Movement was founded by Les U. Knight, a secondary school substitute teacher who lives in Portland, Oregon. Although he was raised in a large family, after becoming involved in the environmental movement as a college student in the 1970s, Knight attributed most of the dangers faced by the planet to human overpopulation. After coming to this conclusion, he joined the Zero Population Growth Organization and chose to be vasectomized at age 25. He later concluded that the extinction of humanity would be the best solution to Earth's environmental problems. He believes that this idea has also been held by some people throughout human history. In 1991, Knight began publishing Vehement's newsletter, known as These Exit Times. In the newsletter, he asked readers to further human extinction by not procreating. Vehement has also published cartoons, including a comic strip titled Bonobo Baby, featuring a woman who forgoes childbearing in favor of adopting a bonobo. In 1996, Knight created a website for Vehement. It was available in 11 languages by 2010. Vehement's logo features the letter V for voluntary and an inverted Earth, i.e. with the North at the bottom. Organization and Promotion. Vehement functions as a loose network rather than a formal organization and does not compile a list of members. Daniel Metz of Willamette University stated in 1995 that Vehement's mailing list had just under 400 subscribers. 6 years later, Fox News said that the list had only 230 subscribers. Knight says that anyone who agrees with his ideology is a member of the movement, and that this includes millions of people. Knight serves as the spokesperson for Vehement. He attends environmental conferences and events where he publicizes information about population growth. Vehement's message has, however, been primarily spread through coverage by media outlets, rather than events and its newsletter. Vehement sells buttons and t-shirts, as well as bumper stickers that read, "Thank you for not breeding." Ideology. The Vehement website reads, "We are the only species evolved enough to consciously go extinct for the good of all life, or which needs to." Knight argues that the human population is far greater than Earth can handle, and that the best thing for Earth's biosphere is for humans to voluntarily cease reproducing. He says that humans are incompatible with the biosphere and that human existence is causing environmental damage, which will eventually bring about the extinction of humans, as well as other organisms. According to Knight, the vast majority of human societies have not lived sustainable lifestyles, and attempts to live environmentally friendly lifestyles do not change the fact that human existence has, ultimately, been destructive to the Earth and many of its non-human organisms. Voluntary human extinction is promoted on the grounds that it will prevent human suffering and the extinction of other species. Knight points out that many species are threatened by the increasing human population. James Ormrod, a psychologist who profiled the group in the journal Psychoanalysts, Culture and Society, notes that the most fundamental belief of Vehement is that human beings should stop reproducing, and that some people consider themselves members of the group but do not actually support human extinction. Knight, however, believes that even if humans become more environmentally friendly, they could still return to environmentally destructive lifestyles and hence should eliminate themselves. Residents of first world countries bear the most responsibility to change, according to Knight, as they consume a large proportion of resources. Knight believes that Earth's non-human organisms have a higher overall value than humans and their accomplishments, such as art. The plays of Shakespeare and the work of Einstein can't hold a candle to a tiger. He argues that species higher in the food chain are less important than lower species. His ideology is drawn in part from deep ecology, and he sometimes refers to the Earth as Gaia. He notes that human extinction is unavoidable, and that it is better to become extinct soon to avoid concomitant extinctions. The potential for evolution of other organisms is also cited as a benefit. Knight sees abstinence from reproduction as an altruistic choice, a way to prevent involuntary human suffering, and cites the death of children from preventable causes as an example of needless suffering. Knight claims that non-reproduction would eventually allow humans to lead idyllic lifestyles in an environment comparable to the Garden of Eden, and maintains that the last remaining humans would be proud of their accomplishment. Other benefits of ceasing human reproduction that he cites include the end of abortion, war, and starvation. Knight argues that procreation today is the de facto child abuse. He maintains that the standard of human life will worsen if resources are consumed by a growing population rather than spent on solving existing issues. He speculates that if people cease to reproduce, they would use their energy for other pursuits, such as gardening, and suggests adoption and foster care as outlets for people who desire children. Vehement rejects anti-government mandated human population control programs in favor of voluntary population reduction, supporting only the use of birth control and willpower to prevent pregnancies. Knight states that coercive tactics are unlikely to permanently lower the human population, citing the fact that humanity has survived catastrophic wars, famines, and viruses. Though the newsletter's name recalls the suicide manual, Final Exit, the idea of mass suicide is rejected, and they have adopted the slogan, "May we live long and die out." A 1995 survey of Vehement members found that the majority of Vehement members felt a strong moral obligation to protect the Earth, distrusted the ability of political processes to prevent harm to the environment, and were willing to surrender some of their rights for the cause. Vehement members who strongly believed that civilization is headed for collapse were most likely to embrace these views. However, Vehement does not take any overt political stances. Vehement promotes a more extreme ideology than Population Action International, a group that argues humanity should reduce, but not eliminate, its population to care for the Earth. However, the Vehement platform is more moderate and serious than the Church of Euthanasia, which advocates population reduction by suicide and cannibalism. The 1995 survey found that 36% considered themselves members of the Earth First or had donated to the group in the previous 5 years. Reception. Knight states that his group's ideology runs counter to contemporary society's natalism. He believes that this pressure has stopped many people from supporting or even discussing population control. He admits that his group is unlikely to succeed, but contends that attempting to reduce the Earth's population is the only moral option. Reception of Knight's idea in the mainstream media has been mixed. Writing in the San Francisco Chronicle, Gregory Dickham states that there is an undeniable logic to Vehement's arguments, but he doubts whether Knight's ideas can succeed, arguing that many people desire to have children and cannot be dissuaded. Stephen Jarvis argues this skepticism in The Independent, noting that Vehement faces great difficulty owing to the human reproductive drive. At The Guardian's website, Guy Damann applauds the movement's aim as in many ways laudable, but argues that it is absurd to believe that humans will voluntarily seek extinction. Freelance writer Abby O'Reilly writes that since having children is frequently viewed as a measure of success, Vehement's goal is difficult to attain. Knight contends, in response to these arguments, that though sexual desire is natural, human desire for children is a project of enculturation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York has criticized Knight's platform, arguing that the existence of humanity is divinely ordained. Ormrod claims that Knight arguably abandons deep ecology in favor of straightforward misanthropy. He notes that Knight's claim that the last humans in an extinction scenario would have an abundance of resources promotes his cause based on benefits accruing to humans. Ormrod sees this type of argument as counterintuitive, arguing that it borrows from the language of late modern consumer societies. He faults Knight for what he sees as a failure to develop a consistent and unambiguous ideology. The Economist characterizes Knight's claim that voluntary human extinction is advisable due to limited resources as Malthusian bosh. The paper further states that compassion for the planet does not necessarily require the pursuit of human extinction. Sociologist Frank Faridi also deems Vehement to be a Malthusian group, classifying them as a type of environmental organization that thinks the worst about the human species. Writing in Spiked, Josie Appleton argues that the group is indifferent to humanity rather than anti-human. Brian Bethune writes in Maclean's that Knight's logic is as absurd as it is unassailable. However, he doubts Knight's claim that the last survivors of the human race would have pleasant lives and suspects that a collective loss of the will to live would prevail. In response to Knight's platform, journalist Sheldon Richman argues that humans are active agents and can change their behavior. He contends that people are capable of solving the problems facing the Earth. Alan Weissman, author of The World Without Us, suggests a limit of one child per family as a preferable alternative to abstinence from reproduction. Catherine Mizakowski of Salon.com recommends that childless people adopt Vehement's arguments when facing probing questions about their childlessness. Writing in the Journal for Critical Animal Studies, Carmen Del Avesano notes that Vehement seeks to renounce children as a symbol of perpetual human progress. She casts the movement as a form of queer oppositional politics because it rejects perpetual reproduction as a form of motivation. She argues that the movement seeks to come to a new definition of civil order, as Lee Edelman suggested that queer theory should. Del Avesano believes that Vehement fulfills Edelman's mandate because they embody the death drive rather than ideas that focus on the reproduction of the past. Although Knight's organization has been featured in a book titled Kooks, A Guide to the Outer Limits of Human Belief, The Guardian journalist Oliver Berkman notes that in a phone conversation, Knight seems rather sane and self-deprecating. Weissman echoes this sentiment, characterizing Knight as thoughtful, soft-spoken, articulate, and quite serious. Philosophers Stephen Best and Douglas Kellner view Vehement's stance as extreme, but they note that the movement was formed in response to extreme stances found in modern humanism.